We're winding down USAID. There's a plan to get entirely away from USAID. Israel's a very self-sufficient country. It's not about aid. It is about anti-Semitism in large part.
I think you're both exactly right that it's not about financial aid, even for the Democrats who were voting for and against this amendment. I think because otherwise they would be treating all of our alliances the exact same way and holding them up to the exact same standard of scrutiny. But they don't, of course. I think what this vote was really about is it was a litmus test to see who is aligned with the new far left direction of the Democratic Party and who is not. And that's where I find the division among Democratic leadership very interesting, because you had Hakeem Jeffries, who voted against this amendment to strip Israel of all aid. And then you had Nancy Pelosi vote for it. And I think that Pelosi is much savvier than Hakeem Jeffries when it comes to politics. And I think she may see the writing on the wall and realize that the intra-party battle against the left has already been lost. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, who in the world in the Democratic Party ranks is going to stop the far left's advance right now? You have Kamala Harris, who the far left, I remember I was there in Chicago for the DNC when you had radical protesters, anti-Israel protesters protesting against her because they claimed that she was complicit in genocide. And yet we get a report this month that she's trying to go back to court those very same people. And then you move to the supposed center of the Democratic Party, where you have Governor Josh Shapiro. Look, he was reportedly snubbed for the VP spot because Kamala Harris was worried he was too Jewish. And what did he turn around and do? He went out and campaigned for her. So you can't rely on any of these people to stand up to the far left. And unfortunately, it just seems that they've all accepted that this is the new standard for the Democratic Party.
You've only got John Fetterman and 13 House Democrats, and they're trying to run Senator Fetterman out of the party. So I think that underscores your point with a giant footnote.